With Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. It's 12:33. A judge ruled Friday that San Bernardino leaders have no authority to reduce the total compensation of two elected officials ahead of the expiration of their terms. According to the ruling, the city must return the salaries and benefits of City Attorney Gary Sions and City Clerk Gigi Hanna to what they were before the City Council slashed both officials' pay in June. Both were elected in November 2015 to serve four-year terms beginning March 2016. It's unclear how the judge's ruling will impact the city budget. San Bernardino leaders slashed Sions and Hanna's pay as part of a plan to erase an $11.2 million deficit in the fiscal year that began July 1st. The two sued the city last month, claiming the council had no authority to cut their salaries. Despite bipartisan praise for California's new police use of force law, community activists are split on whether it will truly make a difference. It was prompted by the fatal shooting of Stephon Clark by Sacramento police last year. Clark's brother, Stevante, calls it a solid start and says slow progress is better than no progress.
I call this the Stephon Clark law. You know, I don't think this law would be here and as powerful as it is now if it wasn't for my brother.
Barry Axius is the founder of a mentoring leadership program in the Sacramento neighborhood where Clark was killed. He says even though he fought hard to get the bill signed, he's not as optimistic as others about how it'll be executed.
Is it really going to be an action bill, a bill that makes sense, a bill that will actually hold these officers accountable?
The law raises California's use of force standard from reasonable to necessary. It takes effect January 1st. Every year, lawmakers gather in South Lake Tahoe with one message. The time is now to preserve one of the West's most iconic recreation spots. Capital Public Radio's Ezra David Romero reports on today's gathering.
In 1997, then-presidential team Bill Clinton and Al Gore held a forum at the lake. It was the first Tahoe summit, and it resulted in more than $2 billion in restoration projects. 3 years later, Congress passed the Lake Tahoe Restoration Act, authorizing $300 million to restore the lake over 10 years. That mission was extended for another decade in 2016. This year, the bipartisan event will focus on new challenges the lake is facing, like making Lake Tahoe fire ready. They want to prevent a paradise-like wildfire. California Governor Gavin Newsom will deliver the keynote. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
In an unusual move, the city of Sacramento is suing a group of homeless people and asking a court to ban them from a commercial district. Cap Radio's Chris Nichols has more.
The city alleges that for several years, seven people, at least some of whom are homeless, have been breaking into cars, using drugs, trespassing, and committing other crimes in the Broadway Business District near Land Park. Mary Lynn Valinga is the spokesperson for Mayor Daryl Steinberg, and says the mayor supports the lawsuit.
This is not in any way targeted these people because they're homeless. It's simply because they've been wreaking havoc on the surrounding neighborhood.
Attorney Mark Marin, who's advocated for the homeless in Sacramento, says the attempt to ban the men is an attack on civil rights. He says it could be a new tactic for cities to drive out homeless people instead of providing them with needed services.
These are exclusionary laws. This is totally contrary to our values as Americans. And I'm shocked that people who are on the pay of our city government would even be pushing this.
In a statement, the city attorney's office says it will only take this kind of action when other remedies have failed and when it has the backing of the neighborhood. Sacramento County's homeless population swelled 19% in the last 2 years to nearly 5,600 people. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.